The African Music Industry Podcast. Africa Murise. My name is M. Joe Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Music Industry Podcast. If you're new to the show, we do a number of things like interviews with music industry professionals, album reviews like what this episode is, and tips and tricks into the African music industry and how to thrive. Before I do get into everything, do check out our website, which is musicindustry.africa.
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
Now, the name Afrozenda might be relatively new to most of you, but let that not fool you. Afrozenda is a man of many surprises. He comes from Zimbabwe, which is my home country. And this week, I have the opportunity to review his new album titled Jada, which is about a couple of weeks old at the time of recording this podcast. And without wasting too much time, let's get into the meat and bones.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Zuba is one of my favorite tracks on this offering, and it's a love song about how when you're with the right person, a day is never complete without seeing or talking to them. The teamwork with the guy he collabed with, who's called Chindube. I hope I say that right, or Chindube, I don't know. But the teamwork is stuff of legends. Chindube has a more refined voice, which is, kind of fit for the slow ballads, kind of situation where Afrozenda comes through with a welcome Afropop style, and the mashup just works really, really well. This one is a beautiful love song that really should see Afrozenda gain many fans. Although it's not the opening track, this one instantly caught my attention while listening to the Jada album. As I moved on, the song D.O.K. Yesu is somewhat an interlude in the context of this album, but it's a rendition of one of those popular church hymns of old and takes me back to the late HHP's song Mabatu. What Afrozenda did on this song was put a hip-hop spin to a church hymn without doing too much to disrupt the authenticity of the hymn as we know it. And he really didn't tinker with, I guess, the genuineness of the song. When I heard Ndigeo Kiyesu, that's when I knew Afrozenda is serious. Like, he's really serious. I mean, we all grew up the same as much as we grew up differently. But I remember going to church, like, with my mom back in the day, hating it, absolutely hating it at the time. But then cherishing those very moments as an adult. Now, translating such memories by doing a rendition, then putting a youthful spin to it, without actually making a mockery of the depth of the song as we know it, to me, that is genius. It takes exceptional musical awareness, which is exactly what Afrozenda did on D.O.K. Yes. On this Jada album, you get the ever popular trap sound. I guess it's to be expected. That sound is really sort of like a mainstay for a lot of youthful music. at the moment. The song in particular on this album is called "And Setinda Tanga," which is easily one of the best songs on this body of work. The subject matter of particular interest to me on this song is due to the fact that it sounded like maybe the lead track to this album without being, I guess, the title track. Afrozenda says, "And Setinda Tanga, Nichitori Nehanga," which I'll translate that for you, means I haven't yet hit full gear. I'm hungry for this. I'm really hungry for this. And you might be wondering, how does that relate to the title of the album, which is Jara? And Jara in Shona means hunger. So he's saying, I haven't yet hit full gear. I haven't really started. I'm hungry for this. I'm hungry for this music industry. Hungry for this game. If I were to label this song, I would call it Afro Trap Soul. But even then, that might be occasionally misleading in its own way. I mean, in short, Afrozenda is under the Afro Pop bracket, really. To the contrary, when you venture into songs like Naitari, you get a rapper through and through. So he comes with dope Maltese, he's got the similes, and he mixes the native Shona language of Zimbabwe with English. You get it all. The storytelling prowess on Naitari was quite impressive, to say the least. He painted a very vivid picture of a relationship that used to be something that he cherished, but he messed up enough times and things that just didn't work out until eventually, you know, the subject of the story, who is the girl called Tari, is just a memory or somebody he thinks he should be with, but doesn't look like there's a chance. And that song Naitari tells you a lot, really, of the kind of musical range that Afrozenda has got. His versatility is one of the strongest weapons, all things considered, that he's got in his arsenal as a musician. Ultimately, the surprise song for me was Kanazwaku Sapphire, which is the album version. Now, he reworked one of his popular songs from, I think, 2017, which is Kanan Zwaku Sapphire, and this is a different version for the album. Firstly, I have to say, I am not a fan, completely not a fan of reworking hit songs. I'll admit that any day. Like, if the song is a hit and it sounds good, people love it, don't touch it, don't mess with it. But Afrozenda really made me eat those words. This is one instance that I probably love the reworked version even more than the original. Surprising. So unlike me, but Afrozenda, well done on that one. Unonyora pasi tetasi kuti love me. Asi mari ikapera shamwari zikandi tiza uchandiramba ugere. Unofunda uchivaira. Now, one thing is for sure, Jara is littered with hit songs and downright good music. As much as I've said this to him before, it's worth sharing with anyone listening to this podcast that Afrozenda has the potential to become an African star. From his singing technique to the uniqueness of his voice, the way he creates a balance by not giving you too much of one version of himself. It's part of what you get with him, and it's part of what really makes him a standout musician.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
I do think for such an excellent album, yeah, the real letdown comes in the mixing and mastering. On occasion, there was evident muddiness in the vocals, and I'd find myself listening harder to find, you know, that overall clarity in the music, you know, just even in the instrumentation and just the overall putting together of the music. Afrozender style and clever lyricism, those two things gave me the wow moments more than the technical compositions of the album did.
Visit the website
www.musicindustry.africa.
All in all, I could say there's a certain level that Afrozender is yet to reach, and once he gets there, he will be a force to reckon with. I can understand that he used the resources available to him to make a project of this magnitude, and it's no mean feat. We all know, especially the Zim situation right now, presents so many challenges, especially if you are in the creative industries. On the other hand, I do have to say the album artwork also needs some love to really capture the attention. As they say, you know, first impressions are most important, and people see that first before they delve into the music, if they're looking at your profile online and stuff like that. In the grand scheme of things, those are small issues that can be rectified, and I mean, first album, why not? There's room to improve.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I think overall, I'd love to see somebody take a bet on Afrozender, get some high quality videos going, aggressively market him, push the boundaries, you know, in the next 12, 18 months. It's not hard to see what he could do. He could score a hit or two across Africa, starting with Zim itself. It would be really interesting just to see how a good, I guess, manager or someone of that sort could create a strategic campaign to get him as far as he can. He concentrates on the music, somebody else handles the business. Otherwise, very well done on this album, Afro. I believe in what you're doing, and it's time for the money moves. To get yourself a copy of this album, if you're in Zimbabwe, it's $3 via Eco Cash. Zimbabwe number 077-301-6163. And you can also send that $3 via Eco Cash using something like WorldRemit. That's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, and I'll catch you on the next show.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.